Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive.
Welcome to It Takes a Village, presented by Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive. Visit them online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today's guest, we have Renee Thompson, Felician Village Donor Development Director. And, well, Renee, last week you had that opening of the new patio and pub at the gardens at Felician Village. So nice. And we were there, happy to be there for the ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. So let's tell everyone about the new patio and pub at Felician Village.
Well, thanks again for having us, Jim, on your show. We appreciate it so much. And so several years ago, there was an interest in having some more outdoor activities at Felician Village. And it really began, and it was the result of residents being cooped up after COVID. And once the restrictions of COVID were relaxed, we began having conversations with the residents and the leadership team and the board of directors and community volunteers about what we might be able to do to make life a little bit better after COVID. And so there had been talk about some outdoor space that we had on campus, and there was really a strong interest in having people do things outdoors and having some nice outdoor activities. And again, it was just great timing that all of this could even be considered because COVID was over and people were sick and tired of being inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so the space that was available is over at the gardens where the independent living residents are. So it was early in January of 2024 that our donor development committee, which is led by Carla Leiben, she was a financial advisor at the time of Edward Jones and attorney Michelle Birschbach. And we shared with them at a meeting to begin the year that we were considering this new project of a patio and a pub. And within a very short time, everyone agreed to doing this. We formed an event committee to fundraise. And 2 years later, we experienced the opening of it last week.
Well, it's just like any new project. Sounds like it's simpler than it was to get done. But how did your committee raise those funds? And as I understand it, the entire project was donor funded.
Yeah, it was, Jim. It was just incredible, the support, again, of the community. So what we did is we shared this project, the story, with the community. And that included business partners and volunteers, our board, some residents who everybody thought the project was great. And early on, we talked with Mike and Mary Maples, who are the owners of Vinton Construction, and they knew our campus very well, and they agreed to be a part of it, and they were so supportive also to include working with us to design the project, the patio, and the pub, specifically to meet the needs of our senior adults. And that was just a huge, huge benefit. It was great. And so once the plans were established, we put fundraising efforts together, and we held two consecutive Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraisers in 24 and 25, and the whole project began. We had so much fun. And the committee worked so hard and worked so collectively, all people from so many areas, including many of us at work. And we set to fundraise. And we did it. And the nice thing also, Jim, is that because we used several of our really talented staff who are skilled in construction and building and management and design and things. So that enabled us to really use our funds wisely and stretch them further. And we felt great because we were really good stewards of the donor funds.
You know, some of us here at the station were at the grand opening last week, also the ribbon cutting with the Chamber. Beautiful day. It was a great crowd. And I understand you even had a guest from the Felician Village Ministry in Chicago. So if anyone missed it, you can see that at seehafernews.com.
Yes, yes, we were just so honored that we did have some of our ministry leaders come, and we had a great attendance. We're so grateful that C. Hafer was there, and we just had a really nice show of support from the entire community. And you know, Jim, everything we do at Felician Village, we do it just to make life better for our residents. So several of them were also there. And even though the patio and the pub is physically located at the gardens, it's available for everyone on campus. And that's really exciting because we can have our residents come over who live in assisted living or at the nursing home, and they can enjoy the same things. And, you know, we just love thinking strategically so that everybody can benefit. So, you know, they'll be able to attend the concerts and have fun picnic lunches. And then in the pub, we have new screen TVs, large ones. Everyone will be able to watch games and other things that we have looped in on campus. And we just know that with the summer coming up, it's going to get warmer. People are going to love to be on that beautiful patio and in the pub.
Well, as we know, Felician Village, a great place for older adults to live, but I suppose there's also photos on the website. How can we find those?
Yes, we do have a great number of beautiful pictures through the result of our talented marketing team, Megan and Kim. And so you can log on to www.felicianvillage.org, and you can see the number of pictures. We had a lot of great people who supported, including you.
Well, Renee, thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
This has been It Takes a Village, presented by Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or visit them online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Felician Village, where compassion and community